Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 487. Just fishing here. Top of the week to you, folks. New month, new possibilities. No new snow. We have, it's amazing. Back east, you guys are getting all our snow, maybe. No, you need it too. It's interesting to see what the critters are doing with this really mild to almost non-winter here, especially in Montana. Fluff. And just back from a great week in Yellowstone. But yeah, it was warm. And they're saying that next week there's going to be so little road that the snowmobiles won't be having any access to the park. Yeah, it's that little up there. So I hope that you're making the most of it. It's going to be another grand week. This episode of the Moose Podcast being recorded using Adobe Podcast Beta. I had a person ask me, where do you find it? Well, you go to their website. You then have to go and dig for the actual, what they call, studio. So they don't call it podcasting. They call it studio. And once you click there, you get to the interface where you can record. Its front pages seems to be with AI fixing more than actually creating. So just so you know, you have to do a little digging to get there. But it creates the podcast, records it. It also does the transcript, which you can find on the Moose Peterson website. There's a blog post for it. Has links for anything that I talk about that I want you to be aware of, as well as photo. But you can also go to your favorite places like Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, all those places. Spotify has a place you can leave comments. So does YouTube. Love to have a conversation. If you need any help, I'm here to help you. It's been an interesting week as far as the world of photography goes. Just a piece of trivia. This is the time of year when things are a little slow when it comes to manufacturers, things happening. The old days where you'd have PMA and all that new gear. Yeah, that doesn't happen as much. Only thing I want to mention is that just little heads up. Sometimes there's a lot of stuff out there that it's clickbait for photographers. Don't get snarled on that stuff. Some of it is bad spam stuff. So just take care of that. The only real trivia is that the Nikon dropped a firmware for the ZR camera. That's the one clicky thing. And then they also dropped firmware 5.31 for the Z9, which did a little cleanup on the 3D autofocus. And yeah, that's I like to know how they I really love to know how they find that issue and then how they clean it up. It's the technical side intrigues me. Want to thank my good friend of Bedford's, Bedfords.com, for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. They've been doing it for years, and that's because we have such a great relationship, just like many of you do with this incredible group of people and gear and support for photographers. Here right now, a couple things. They have a trade-up for the Nikon Z52. I know at least one person's taking advantage of that. And I'll take it back, two now. And it's a Z52 is a great little camera. Excuse me, all choked up today with excitement. Anyway, the two people I know got the Z52 for their kids. And I think that's really way cool. We need more young photographers, just like more young everything. And the Z52 is a great way of getting them involved in photography, and this trade-up, great offer. They also have a bunch of new DJI gear. I saw they have a new Ronin in there that I got to think about this one. Mine still looks like brand new. Works great. This one has a couple new features, and the people at Bedford's would be able to talk to you about it, set you up, get you the killer price. And you can do that via the website. You can do it by phone. You can go in person to one of the stores. And, of course, they've got PhotoCon KC coming up. March, what is it, March 19th through 21st. So that's really just a great opportunity. So Bedford's, thanks so much for sponsoring the Moose Podcast and just making such a great home for our photography community. So thank you. So yesterday I had a absolutely marvelous day on the water with our son Jake. Yeah, we were fly fishing. It was warm. Oh, jeez. I almost I came right from Yellowstone to go fishing, and I brought cold weather gear. I brought warm weather gear. Well, I knew where we were going to go fishing. Jake had told me the whole. I'd been there a long time ago. I forgot what he said. Last time I was there was like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And as Jake likes to describe it over and over again, it's a very technical place to fish. Very technical. What does that mean? Well, first, here's the part that always makes me nervous till I'm actually there is we have to literally rock hop down this 25-foot slope to get to the water. And I got a knee that just doesn't like the rock hop anymore. It really frustrates me because I used to do it all the time. But yeah, it's not going to let me do that. So then Jade's very kind and he helps the old man get down to the water. So there's the first thing. Then if you don't know about fly fishing, if you're going down a steep embankment right to the water, there's no place to backcast. You have to roll cast. And roll cast is something you have to practice. It just is not a motion that comes naturally. You have to keep, you know, use water tension to keep your line tight. Then you have to make this kind of circle and you got to cast it out. So that's part of the technical part. And I knew I was coming. Jake had warned me, wanted me to practice my roll cast. I have done it for at least 4 years. And then you've got these holes. And then we fish, 8 or 9 holes. First set of holes, kind of up the creek, you need to get that line out about, almost 20 yards, maybe 25 yards. Then you have to mend the line at the beginning upstream, mend the line up the flow, let it float by where you were fishing with wet flies. Then as you move down the river, still got to do a roll cast, but now you start mending downstream to get the fly to float where you want. And it's there's plenty of small fish. Small fish being, 10, 12, 13 inches. And they're fun. But it's the big guys we're going after, the 20 to 35 incher. And I've never got 35. And this weekend I got maybe 21, being generous. But I got to put a fish right away in my brand new blue ribbon net that Jake got me for Christmas. So that was great. So anyway, I'm struggling. I'm trying to get that roll cast going and I'm trying to get it out to the distance, because if you don't get out far enough, you just don't get the big fish, period. In a statement, that's it. You've wasted your time. You got to get there. And it's not like you can walk out and give them a fly, because you've got this steep bank that you go down, goes down into the creeks. Not like you can wade out to them. It was a great day, but I have to tell you, as Jake says, this technical fishing, it gets to you. I can feel the soreness in my shoulder and my wrist. And I knew I was going to pay the price because I hadn't practiced. Photography, the similarities between just that yesterday's fishing and photography, there are monumental similarities with the same results or lack of results based on what you do and how you do it. It's I'm just fishing here, but I think we rely on, and I gotta tell you, I got, not to brag, but I got the best fishing gear. I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna have the best stuff, which includes the flies, which I tie myself. I mentioned before, I've been tying since I was 13 years old. So it's the idea of quote unquote, tricking a fish into grabbing something that I have made out of wire and nylon and rubber and lead, and to take it as if it's a real something to eat and then to bring them in. I mean, I love it. And Jake knows that when once, you know, setting the hook to get the fish on the shore, yeah, Dad's a machine. That is not the problem. It's up to that point. Isn't that true for photography as well? You think about it. You know, most of us have absolutely no problem. Once we have that photograph on our computer, that's easy stuff. Getting to that point, yeah, I'm just fishing here, but that's a struggle. That's a struggle for a lot of us. Let me give you an example. So we were in Yellowstone our last afternoon, and we had beautiful skies all the time. Yeah, no snow, no rain, no wind, few critters. So there we are, and all of a sudden this really dark cloud comes over, and it starts to, as best it can, snow. It's really microscopic. It's a little bit drier than ball snow, but the flakes are itty bitty. And we had a couple bull bison. And they were just doing a lumbering up the road, going to the next place to eat. And there's tons of places for these guys to eat because there's no snow cover. So the snow, it's swirling. And there's one spot in Hayden Valley, the wind doesn't go in just one direction. It swirls. And in that process, it's making this almost kind of a foggy condition, not white out, but foggy. Now, autofocus, we all know, requires three things to operate: contrast, a strong vertical, or horizontal line. No matter what camera brand, no matter what mode you're in, those three things are essential for the system to even engage, let alone accurately focus. For it to understand what it's got to do, it's got to have that input. Contrast, strong vertical, or dive the line. It's the way it still is. Don't see any change in the near future. Well, with that swirling snow, I guess I'm going to call it snow, the autofocus wasn't going to work. No, it said no. There was no contrast. There definitely was no strong vertical horizontal line. So it just said, nope, taking the day off. If you don't understand that system and you don't practice one of the main basics, manual focus, you're screwed. You're not getting that shot, period, in the statement. And if you're trying to manually focus while wearing gloves, because it was, what was that moment? It was about 31 degrees without the wind chill. With gloves, you can't just find the autofocus ring. There's a number of rings on our lenses anymore. You're going to miss that moment. You're just simply not going to miss it. If I didn't have a great instructor, Jake, I would have missed my fish I caught because my roll cast was just, blah. He had to help me for 20 minutes, 30 minutes to get the old man back to doing a roll cast, to get the fly out there so I could then do what I do really well, and that's to bring him in. Photography is the same way. We take for granted, and it's very human, that since we have bought the gear, bought what we think is the finest, we have used it, some cases, decades, that if we spend the time, money to go out, it should perform. It should do its job. But like anything, it's a give and take. We have to understand some of its limitations. We have to do some practicing. And we have to be able to give it all that it needs to function to get that photograph to the computer. Now, I bring it up because I'm with a really talented group of photographers, really great people, lots of laughs, probably the best part. And they all have the best gear. And they're not new to photography. They've been through some really amazing situations. Yet that simple process of having a manually focus and then using focus peaking and knowing where to put focus peaking, which, boy, I'm telling you, a whole lot better than trying to use a rangefinder or all the older systems we have for manually focus and telling when things were sharp. Struggle. They struggle. And that's what I really would like to prevent for all of us, myself included, is that struggle. You know, I'm just fishing here, but I think we all just want to go out and have a great time and come back with those results. I know that for myself, walking down all the way to the place where we then go down the bank, I was nervous about that process. And once I did it and succeeded, and knock on wood, I didn't fall. I didn't stumble, didn't even trip. Pretty good. As Jake said, I was doing better than 4 years ago when I tried to go down there. Once I put all that in there and I've got my rod and fly in the water, I want that fish. And you don't get it. If you don't take time to smell the roses, the frustration comes in and you see it in your photography. So I guess if you had to wrap this podcast up with a moral, it's not take for granted the gear you have, the knowledge you have in your head, and the passion you have in your heart, and exercise it every day, even for a little bit. So when those moments come up that are special, like that big, beautiful bison, and you got that snow, and you've got this almost opaque kind of white world around it, you come back with a photograph. Knowing those very simple things can make all the difference in that photograph. I'm just saying, just fishing here. You folks have a marvelous week. I'm very sincere. If you need help, I am here to help you. And keep in mind, I'm just one possible source of information. You owe it to yourself and your photography to find all you can, find an answer that works for you, because I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers for me. I don't have them all for you. Just have an open mind, open heart. You'll make it happen. Get out there and shoot. And remember to make every click your story.